Once armed only with a club, he killed a great Egyptian warrior who was armed with a spear. Benaiah wrenched the spear from the Egyptian's hand and killed him with it. Deeds like these made Benaiah as famous as the three mightiest warriors. He was more honored than the other members of the 30, though he was not one of the three. And David made him captain of his bodyguard. Amen. The conclusion of this chapter, starting with verse 24, the scripture gives us names of the rest of the mighty men, David's mighty men, and it totaled 37 warriors. 37 warriors David considered the mighty men of Israel. Now, have you ever wondered why the Spirit of God moved on the writer of 2 Samuel? We don't know who that writer was. But this writer, who is anonymous, why did he include these names and exploits of these freedom fighters in Israel? I think it was to give honor to those who honor is due. Amen? To give honor to those who honor is due. I think God just wanted the readers, many hundreds and even thousands of years ago, to know and respect the effort of these men to preserve God's plan for the ages. Amen? Hallelujah. God's had a plan. It included David. And these men fought for David, fought for Israel, so that that plan could be fulfilled. So this morning, I want to take an opportunity to honor America's heroes of war as well. We should never forget that it was the soldier, not the reporter, that gave us freedom of the press. Amen? It was the soldier, not the poet, that gave us the freedom of speech. Amen. It was the soldier, not the campus organizer, who gave us the freedom to demonstrate. Amen. And it was the soldier who saluted the flag, who served beneath the flag, whose coffin was draped by the flag, who enabled the protester to burn the flag. Amen? And we enjoy our freedom today only because of the soldiers, the men and women who have fought and died to keep America free. Amen. In the month of November, we celebrate Veterans Day. It's a time to honor the men and women who have served or are presently serving in our armed forces. But Memorial Day is a day of remembering and honoring all of those who have died in the nation's service. That's special. That's special. Memorial Day traces its roots back to 1868, when General John Logan of the Grand Army of the Republic declared it as a day of remembrance. Later, it became customary for family members to place flowers on the graves of the soldiers buried at Arlington National Cemetery. And even today, all over our country, there are flowers placed on the graves of our fallen heroes. For a period of time, Memorial Day was called Decoration Day because the families of the fallen would decorate the graves. And this day of honor was sometimes referred to as Poppy Day because of the artificial red poppies that many people would wear. And some of you might remember them. I sure do. Those paper or cloth poppies were made by disabled veterans and sold to raise money, which was used to benefit servicemen in need. Then in December of 2000, Congress passed a resolution that requested all Americans on Memorial Day to voluntarily and informally observe a moment of remembrance and respect at 3:00 in the afternoon. So tomorrow is officially Memorial Day holiday. But in spite of its important significance and background, many people just see it as another three-day weekend. But for those who grieve the loss of loved ones due to a war or military action, it means much more than a day off. Amen? In fact, every American ought to recognize this day as an opportunity to honor those who spilled their blood to make America what she is today, free, strong, and a nation worth fighting for. Amen. We, as Christians, we should consider it a privilege to pause and remember those who died for our liberty. But it is also fitting for us to remember the one who died to set us free from spiritual tyranny. John chapter 8, verse 36 says, "Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed." If the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. Jesus fought the armies of hell so that mankind could have liberty through his sacrifice.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Memorial Day is celebrated once a year. Remember those who have died for freedom. But brothers and sisters, every week, on every Sunday, we should celebrate the Memorial Day of Jesus Christ and spend time reflecting on the freedom that he alone could bring. We cannot walk into a church service without remembering the sacrifice that Jesus made for all mankind. So for a Christian, for you and me, every Sunday should be a memorial day. Amen? All the heroic acts on countless battlefields have made our country what it is today. We enjoy freedom and wealth that are unequaled, but our freedom and luxuries have come at a great price. The cost of freedom is always paid for in bloodshed. We must never forget that. And in like manner, Jesus gave his blood, his very life, to set us free from the slavery of sin and death. And for this, we must be eternally grateful. In Galatians chapter 3 and verse 13, it says, "Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, 'Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree.'" In January 1st, 1863, during the Civil War, Abraham Lincoln issued a famous document called the Emancipation Proclamation. It declared freedom for slaves in all the areas of the Confederacy that were still in rebellion against America, against the Union. Part of that Emancipation Proclamation reads this way, that on the first day of January in the year of our Lord 1863, all persons held as slave within any state or designated part of a state, the people whereof shall then be in rebellion against the United States, shall be thenceforward and forever free. The proclamation led to the 13th Amendment of our Constitution, which became law on December 18, 1865, ending slavery in all parts of the United States. Now, in Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, the scripture we just read, the Bible is declaring that there's a spiritual emancipation proclamation, and it was issued for all of mankind, every one of us. Jesus' death and resurrection set everyone free. Set everyone free. You and I can enjoy freedom from sin and death, freedom from the bondage of Satan, all because Jesus paid the total price for everyone's freedom. His blood purchased our freedom. Amen? His blood purchased our freedom. Now, saints, freedom is costly. Freedom is costly. Freedom is paid for in dollars and cents, but most importantly, with the lives of thousands and thousands of soldiers. In the Revolutionary War, there were approximately 25,324 deaths. During the Civil War, it is estimated that in the Union, 364,511 lost their lives, while 164,821 lost their lives in the Confederate States. A total in the Civil War was 529,331 deaths. World War I, the U.S. deaths were 116,516. World War II, the U.S. deaths were 405,399. In the Vietnam War, 58,000 U.S. lives were lost. And in the Iraqi War, 3,431 American deaths. Without a doubt, the giving of life is a much higher price for freedom than any amount of dollars and cents that are paid. Amen? Yes. Folks, where would we be today? We who are citizens of the United States of America, if there had not been those who counted the cost of freedom and who willingly gave their lives to pay it. Over 2,000 years ago, there was another war raging, one that would ultimately purchase your freedom and mine. The battle also involved a life and death struggle. However, there was only one man's life that was taken. The enemy determined that his victory came rather easily. His triumph was complete. The battle was over until that third day when the one who died a sacrificial death stepped out of the tomb. Amen. Jesus had the final victory by dealing the death blow to Satan. Yes, it was the most widely viewed contest in all of history. But then Jesus took center stage, declaring his victory over Satan and announcing his infinite supremacy. Jesus' death and resurrection secured our freedom from the dreadful bondage of sin and death. Saints, do you realize that you are no longer subject to the chains of Satan's tyranny? Now mankind is free. Amen. Now mankind is truly free. Amen. They're free from lust, from nicotine, from alcohol, from drugs, from hatred, from murder, from pornography, from dishonesty, from lying, from hypocrisy, from divorce, child abuse, and free from homosexuality. Satan had plans to destroy us through such things, but now we can celebrate the victory of the cross and the price that was paid for our deliverance. Amen. Hallelujah. We are free. We are free indeed to live a victorious spiritual life. Hallelujah. But you must continually remind Satan of an empty cross in an empty tomb. Amen. We have to remind ourselves as well of that empty cross and that empty tomb. Hallelujah. Jesus paid the price, folks. We can declare that the Lord has wiped out all of our past debts, given us citizenship in heaven, and provided all privileges and benefits of being a child of God. You and I have been adopted into the royal family. Amen. Adopted into the royal family. Hallelujah. If you believe that, we need to start living like that. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. When Adam and Eve sold out, they subjected us to the devil's power and put us under his jurisdiction. Sin was part of our lives. But Jesus bought us back. Amen. He bought us back. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 20 says, "For you were bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. At Calvary, our emancipation proclamation was issued to secure our freedom. And it's time, again, to start confessing our freedom and walking in our freedom. Christian, you are free. Sin does not reign over you any longer. You are righteous, which means you can literally say no to sin. Amen? You can literally say no to sin. Romans chapter 6 and verse 6 and 7 says, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin, for he who has died has been freed from sin. Amen. We have been freed from sin, brothers and sisters. Glory. When the slaves in the U.S. received the proclamation, they were still living in slave quarters. They still looked like slaves. They still felt like slaves. But when they heard the proclamation read, these slaves realized that they had the legal right to say, I am free, and to act on that liberty. Will we respond in like manner to our proclamation of freedom? Amen. Will we respond that way? In Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, it says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. You've been made free. Don't let that stuff come back on you. Amen. You have been made free. In Romans chapter 6, verse 11, likewise you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Mm-hmm. Repeat after me, folks. I am free. I am free. I am free. Amen. Amen. There are many symbols that represent our freedom in America, such things as the flag, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Liberty Bell, the Statue of Liberty. Likewise, there are many symbols that represent our freedom as Christians. But there's only one of them that truly signifies what our freedom is all about. As Christians and as Americans, it is the one symbol that declares I am free. And that symbol is the cross. It's the cross. No other symbol can capture the true meaning of freedom like the cross. So on this Memorial Day weekend, let me ask you, are you truly free? Are you truly free? Amen. In New York Harbor stands a lady with a torch raised to the sky. And all who see her know she stands for liberty for you and I. I'm so proud to be called an American, to be named with the brave and the free. I will honor our flag and our trust in God and the Statue of Liberty. On lonely Golgotha stood a cross with our Lord raised to the sky. And all who kneel there live forever, as all the saved can testify. I'm so glad to be called a Christian, to be named with the ransom and whole. As the statue liberates the citizen, so the cross liberates the soul. Amen. Amen. Say it again with me. I am free.
I am free.
I am free.
I am free.
Hallelujah. Go ahead, shout it out. Hallelujah. I'm free. I'm free today. I'm free today. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Bonnie's going to come and we're going to stand and sing the battle hymn of the Republic. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. Stand up, folks. Amen.
I told Pastor I thought we needed to do something a little patriotic today. So we got out our machine, found us a patriotic song, and I hope you'll all enjoy it and sing along with, okay?
Ready?
Yes, sir.
Out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored, he is loose the faithful lightning of His terrible swift sword, His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. I see Him in the watchfires of a hundred circling camps. They have builded Him an altar in the evening dews and damps. I can read His righteous sentence, the dim and flaring lamps. His day is marching on.
Sing it out.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Sound forth the trumpet that shall never sound. He is sifting out the hearts of men before His judgment seat.
Oh, this thing my soul burns in Him, be jubilant my feet.
Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Christ was born across the sea with the glory in His bosom that transfigures you and me. As He died to make men holy, let us live to make men free. God is marching on.
Makes me want to march.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. So many people lost His message, they must hear. Father, give us one more moment, one more day, just one more year. With God we're marching on.
Sing it out, saints.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Did that take your breath away by any chance?
Thank you, Lord. I remember in high school, I was part of the a cappella choir, and we would always sing these patriotic songs. Goosebumps would pop up all over you, and just something special. Something special. The patriotism back then, I don't think it's the same today. But back then, boy, you were ready to stand for your country. And we've lost something. We've lost something. We think we're more important than many things in life, and we're not. We're not. Hallelujah. But today.
I think we've lost the sense of being part of something bigger than yourself.
Yes, yes. That's right. You know, and that reminds me, Kathleen, I've said this, I probably said it in church, but the year I graduated from high school, they took God out of the school. And there was always something in my school that was higher than me. It pointed to somebody that was more important than me. And the kids don't have that, and consequently, this other religion came in. I can't recall what they call it right now. But it's him, you know, it's us. You're the most important thing in your world. Humanism, thank you. And folks, we're not the most important thing in our world. Jesus is the most important thing. And patriotism is very important as well. Let's remember that this tomorrow, as we think about today. When we think about what's the cost been so that people can think themselves important.
I think patriotism is part of the practice of the true loyalty that we are to demonstrate to the Lord.
Amen.
It's like training wheels for that.
Amen. Very good. Father, we give you glory and praise for this day, this special day tomorrow, Lord God. Lord, just the families that have lost loved ones. Lord, I know in the Vietnam War, several of my friends didn't come back. Lord, that's the way it is when we have war. But that war bought us freedom.